Chapter 9, Power of Positioning. What helps people helps business, Leo Burnett. So what do you do? This is one of the most common questions asked when someone meets another person for the first time. For most people, a simple job title is the most common response, which unfortunately leaves little positive impression on the recipient's mind. However, when you come into contact with a thought leader, they have a particular gleam in their eye, and their response is quite often inspiring. It's not that they are enthusiastic and over the top, it's just that they found a secret formula that positions them as an expert, someone that others want to find out more about. Even further, the thought leaders that have really worked on their positioning provide you with something that you can easily repeat to others, further enhancing their brand, reputation, and capabilities. The process we unpack in this chapter is called the positioning matrix, and the process is built around the 9 steps of positioning who you are and what you do. The positioning matrix is a process and discipline every thought leader should develop. With a little preparation and practice of this process, you'll quickly learn how to communicate your ideas in a way that captures the attention of others and is rigidly flexible. That sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? But bear with us, you'll soon see what we mean. This process was created to help people share sentences that introduce themselves and their ideas in an elegant, effective, and quick fashion. You can apply this process in initial networking greetings, simple corridor conversations, and in-flight introductions, right through to formal proposals that outline your ideas or in high-stakes presentations delivered to introduce or gain acceptance of your big ideas. There's a paradox in positioning that we are not what we do, yet as thought leaders, we still need to be able to answer the question, what do you do, in a way that makes us better known and creates interest. Many card-carrying introverts find the prospect of commercial networking about as attractive as having root canal treatment at the dentist. Still, we recognize that without sharing our expertise with our staff, customers, client, and attendees, no one besides us will know our thought leadership. The positioning matrix. This 9-step positioning process achieves 2 things. First, it enables you to consistently answer the question, what do you do, with an appropriate level of detail. And second, it enables you to create a flexible positioning statement that can be creatively applied to any introduction situation. It's been said that we all need a good elevator statement, a succinct 30-second sales pitch or service position that creates awareness about what we do and how it's unique or valuable. And while we don't remember a time when we successfully did business in an elevator, we do agree that we all need a way to efficiently answer the question, what do you do, so that we are positioned as top of mind should our customer ever face a situation where they need our products or services. To approach the way we answer the question, what do you do, with a level of creativity, intelligence, and purpose, sadly lacking in most introductions, we do need to think about a number of different things. The focus levels. If you explore the way people introduce themselves, you'll notice patterns emerging. The first pattern that becomes clear is the focus of the introduction. The 3 options for focus are to focus on you, to focus on it, or to focus on them. You is obviously all about you, who you are, what you've done, and what you're into. It is all about the activity, examples of how it has worked for someone, what it's like, and maybe a few good stories about what it is that you do. Them is all about the outcomes that your customers and clients achieve. You may ask questions, identify the key challenges they face, or even get into solutions. While there are no hard and fast rules for which to use when, we find that the more intimate the situation, the more appropriate it is to answer the question with a focus on you. If you're unsure of who it is you are in front of or talking to, you may focus on the activity that you perform, the it. And if the person you are speaking to is a client or employee, then you could focus on the outcome, the them. Here are some examples of how you might change the focus based on the environment. The situation focus, so say at a dinner party, it'd be personal and you. At a networking event, it might be around the activity, the it. In a prospect's boardroom, it'll be about the outcomes and them. And of course, it may work to your advantage to juxtapose the focus. When you are versed in the 9 positioning channels, you can pick and choose your way around the grid as the situation dictates. The energy levels. The second pattern that emerges in introduction situations is the energetic intensity of the introduction or answer. There are three energy levels, low, medium, and high. Certain situations lend themselves to a more energetic and passionate introduction than others. Others, of course, would argue that the higher the energy, the greater the impact on the other person. We don't agree. The key is to respond at the appropriate intensity and rise to the higher levels if the listener is receptive. Take the person sitting next to you on an 8-hour flight. We don't know about you, but we don't want a pushy networking superstar in seat 24A wowing us with their high energy elevator statement. In this situation, a low energy introduction that grows in intensity as your interest grows might be more effective. Combining the patterns of focus and energy with their three options each give us the 9 different channels of the introduction. History. This is basically a verbal resume outlining where you have been and what you've done. Be sure to edit out the irrelevant stuff. We learn to write resumes when we were young and before we've done anything. And as a result, we tend to pad them out, making as much as possible out of little. So now that you're a little older, you can drop the stuff that you did years ago, or at least just sketch out the details. Only say that which is useful. For example, I grew up in Newcastle, moved to Sydney to study, graduated in the late 80s and went to work in a prison. I then worked for the Australian Council for Health and Lend-Lease, wrote a few books, and ended up here on the corporate speaking circuit. Category. The category channel is intentionally lacking in creativity. This is a black and white answer to the question. We often use this one as a trial balloon to see how interested the person asking the question is. You would answer with a professional category. I'm a speaker. I am the senior tax partner for a multinational professional services firm. I'm a strategic communications consultant. I'm a coach. Obsession. Most of the time, you won't get a chance to speak about your obsession, certainly not before carefully building up to that point. When the opportunity does present itself, however, you get the privilege of sharing your passion. It's your chance to really express why you do what you do. This is the time to get fired up about what you believe and expose the intensity of your inner drive. Something like, I know that CEOs should spend less time preparing speeches and more time running businesses. Too many great leaders fail to think before they speak. If they simply got their ideas down more effectively, they would make a greater impact when they spoke. Example. Choose an appropriate client case study, an example of someone you've been working with recently. You're aiming to demonstrate the nature of your activity and who it serves. You want to aim to make this example relevant to the person in front of you, to the best of your knowledge, and not one that may jeopardize your chances of working with them or their organization. For example, if you were selling to a particular bank, you probably don't want to use a case study from a competitor of theirs. An example might be, one client we worked with recently had a problem getting their internal sales team to move from a product-based selling process into a relationship-based environment. Over 6 months, we moved the incentive schemes and culture from having a focus on transactions to having a focus on relationships. They noticed a 40% positive shift in client retention, and this looks like impacting the profit positively by another $250,000 this quarter alone. Analogy. This channel is particularly useful if you sell an intangible service or a new category of product or service. You draw a comparison between an already established concept and what you do. This enables the listener to quickly understand your concept inside the framework of something that is already familiar to them. So, someone who fixes computers might say, I'm like a car mechanic for a computer. I'll check your systems and give you a warrant of fitness. Uniqueness. Here, you try to set yourself apart from others in your field. This is where you get to state your unique selling proposition and make a distinction between yourself and others. Whatever the masses are doing, try to position some part of what you do as contrary or opposed to this. An example might be, while I'm a lawyer, I'm also a chartered accountant. This means we can handle all parts of the deal for you. We find this saves our clients time and money. It might be something like, I'm a business consultant, but I've worked in Japan for 14 years, so I have contacts there and I speak the language. Solution. This is similar to a case study or example, but here you actually state the benefits you create for others. It's often easy to ask a question that explains why you have created a certain solution. So something like, do you find that you're spending too much time stuck in the day-to-day running of your business? We've created a personal effective system that allows most people to get more done in less time. Our average client finds an extra 3 days productivity per month when using our system. Problem. A problem is best described as the day-to-day internal dialogue your prospect has around what they do. When you start speaking about what's already on their mind, they truly engage with your products and services. Their realization that you know their problems and that you know how to solve them is a powerful tool for you. So it might be something like, the biggest problem in any law firm, keeping good staff and moving from a fee-for-service model to a value-based advice model. Our business addresses these problems and creates a future-proof environment for any mid-sized law firm to grow. Purpose. This is where you express the client's reason for being in a way that shows you are aligned. You express how what you do is a perfect fit for their purpose. If you can summarize their goals while describing the way you will help them achieve them, your prospect will gain a lot of confidence in your understanding of their overall purpose. So an example might be from a catering business. Here at Cocktail Capers, we realize that you should have as much fun at your own party as you would at someone else's. That's why we take care of everything from start to finish. You get to feel like you can just go to sleep at the end of the evening and know that when you wake up the next morning, it's as if the party was held somewhere else. On page 115, there are starter sentences to help you with each of the 9 channels. For history, I began 10 years ago, .. then 5 years ago, for the last year I've been working on. For category, you might say something like, I consider myself a .. For obsession, what I'm really passionate about is .. For example, you might go, just the other day we .. For analogy, you might say it's kind of like an X for an X .. For uniqueness, you'd go, the thing that's different about our process is. For solution, you might say, some of the things we've been able to do include .. For problem, you might go, the way I see it, there are 3 big challenges for the people I help. And for purpose, you might go, in my opinion, I feel that you're in the business of .. There's no doubt that there are more ways that we could use to introduce ourselves, but these 9 channels are an excellent starter's guide to enable you to introduce yourself powerfully in any situation. Take some time to follow the various pathways you might take while talking with a person for the first time. It may help to read back through the 9 examples that we've just provided to better understand how they all fit together in the matrix.